Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And so Tammy now has a bone to pick with her because she got a bone to pick with everybody.
Everybody, she's the bone collector.
The bone collector. And she just goes off on McKenna. You know, you live in a fantasy world. You know, you're putting on a show. But now, you know, you're putting on a show now, but you were breaking down yesterday. Like, are you actually ready for marriage? And
like,
McKenna,
Tammy, does she have to marry you? What is this? Right. I hate girls like this.
Tammy's the worst. Why do I have to prove myself to you? Who are you to me? I don't have to answer any of your questions. I don't have to go under any of these interrogations that you're doing with me. Like, what is your deal?
It's strange. I had these encounters with women before, and it's very odd because it's like, literally nobody asks you, like.
So I wasn't talking to you, and yeah. Nobody was talking to you.
And
so.
Like, no one's gonna marry you. No one. Well, I'm not gonna marry you, and I'm not gonna have kids with you. So your opinion about any of my qualities for marriage or mothering is not up to your judgment.
Yeah.
Also, none of us have kids. Also, we're sitting in a dorm room. Like, there's no need to like go here. They're sitting at a cocktail party with this man. I know half of them don't even like. I know
exactly.
They don't.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's so weird, but it's a thing, though. With ultra-competitive women who are, like, a little insecure, it's like a thing.
Yeah, Tammy's competitiveness is just
mind-boggling.
It's wild.
It's like it never tires. It's just, like...
She's just, like, in it. It's like she has a glaze over her eyes. She, like, forgot where she is. She's just, like, win.
Yes.
God. So she's attacking McKenna now. Poor little white blonde little McKenna,
oh my God.
22
and
years old.
She's Canadian, too, so she's, like,
Canadian.
Super nice.
Right. Never been in a fight. On the brink of tears always. you're not gonna tear me down. She's like shaking as she's saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you want to say. Say, you know, I'm 22, but I'm not immature. I'm ready for marriage. Like, she just sounded ridiculous as she's like defending herself.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey tries to come to her defense. Tammy's coming after Kelsey. Like, Tammy is just really, she's just like in kill mode, like over anybody. It's crazy. Natasha, she is over Tammy's bullshit. She said in the confessional, Tammy is more concerned with eliminating people who don't belong here or quote unquote aren't ready than actually furthering her connection with Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have said it any better myself.
Yep.
Natasha actually got my invite to the cookout in this moment.
What?
This is less of an invite. This is more of a rescue mission to get her out of here.
An emergency cookout setup. I see.
An emergency cookout. Yes.
Pop up.
Rescue mission.
Food truck.
Food truck. Hop in, girl. We out. Like, this is crazy that she's still sitting here.
A cookout getaway.
Cookout getaway. God. So McKenna, she's scared now that Tammy's like gonna bring her up now to Peter, so she like runs off to go find Peter, sit and have her little one-on-one with him. and immediately tells him how Tammy attacked her.
Oh,
and
my God.
Is saying, I'm not here for the right reasons.
No, how dare she?
I know. And Peter, and he's, like, confused. He's like, I've never had doubts. I didn't really second-guess anything with you, so I'm not really sure where this is coming from. But, okay. And, yeah, date Rose went to Madison.
Yeah.
I mean, they're... something genuine there.
The rest of the girls, for sure.
Who knows what's happening.
They're cuties.
Yeah. Time for Victoria F's second one-on-one date. They meet up. They're in, like, the countryside of Chile. They meet at these horse stables. And they're basically just petting horses. And this, like, old Chilean man teaches them how to, like, trust horses and ride them and stuff like that.
And make the horses trust you.
Horse show. There's music, there's dancers. Or the horse to trust you, yes. There's a horse show with music and dancers, and the little horses were dancing too. So cute, the little trotting little legs.
They,
so cute.
Like, the way they train horses in other countries to do stuff like that is, like, really wild to watch.
I can imagine. That horse was straight up, like, it has some crazy footwork. I was like, okay.
It's like they're all like that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
These horses are like Game of Thrones horses. They're all like smart and like it's wild.
Serious training, yeah, they sit and kind of eat with this little Chilean family. Peter's like, oh yeah, I could totally see her as my future Mrs. Weber. Then the two of them go off and sit by themselves, and Victoria F. drops a bomb to Peter about how she's been going back and forth so much, and she's like, I do like you, but, you know, I don't know. And Peter's like, well, when you say you go back and forth, like, what does that mean?
Yeah, like, right.
Because he's literally just called her Mrs. Weber in his confessional 2 seconds ago. And she just, like, cannot articulate a sentence or a thought or an emotion to save her life.
So here's why. Because she posed for a white supremacist clothing line, and she's a homeworker. So those are two, like, really big things you can't really say in the daytime. And you can't really say, like, with cameras around. So I think she's trying to figure out, like, how do I say that I fuck two of my friend's husbands? How do I say this? God. What do I do now?
What do I do here? It's bound to come out, girl.
Yeah, because they already got my ex-boyfriend. I know they're going to get one of them bitches here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God. So, yeah, she just keeps saying, like, I don't know. Like, I'm, you know, I've been in my head a lot. You know, I don't know. And, like, starts to cry. And he's, like, trying to assure her. Mm-hmm. And now in his confessional, he's like, so, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I feel like I might fall for this girl. But then she's not allowing herself to get there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's happening. Very blindsided. Time for the nighttime portion of their dates. Mm-hmm. They, you know, meet up for dinner. Peter, again, going in, he's like, I had no idea she had doubts today. So now I'm, mm-hmm. like, terrified to even, you know, have this conversation. So he asks her, you know, I brought you on a second date because I wanted to know if it is what I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I guess talk about their, connection. And she just throws it back at him, like, is it what you think it is?
Yeah.
Girl.
So weird.
Very weird. She don't want to be here.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. And he's like, well, earlier today, you know, my confidence was definitely hurt because I could see you, like, you're putting all these walls up and I don't really understand why. Like, why can't you just let this be? Why are you self-sabotaging? Like, just talk to me. And mm-hmm. again, this girl can't get a word out. You know, I'm trying. I don't know why I'm putting up walls. I don't know.
Girl, because you a mess in there. That's why you're putting up walls. Because it is a disgrace in there.
She got a whole lot going on in her head.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot. And yeah, she's like, maybe you'd be happier with someone who's more open at this point. Mm-hmm. And then he flat out asks her, like, do you want to be here?
Mm-hmm.
And then with the boldness, she's like, yes, you know, I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to be. And it's like, do you though?
Yeah, I don't, you definitely don't, because you're definitely driving him to the point of a breakup.
Yeah. Like, what is this?
Yeah, I don't know.
So Peter, he just goes on and on about how much he's into her and wants her to be here. And eventually she literally says, okay, like, I get it, Peter, but I'm going to be sick. And then gets up and, like, walks away. Because she says she feels like she wants to throw up.
Yeah. AKA talk to a producer.
Exactly. And scam her way out of this shit that she signed up for.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, off camera, she's talking with the producer about how she's so frustrated and, you know, I can't give him an honest answer. And then Peter's talking with another producer saying, like, she literally said she doesn't want this. I'm trying my best and I can't get anything out of her.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria F., same producer, asks her, you know, do you really want to go home? And she's like, I don't know. And then I think she said he's ready for marriage and I don't know if I want that right now.
So this is where both of these dumb ninnies get my Becky of the Week.
God, yes.
Jesus. Because the second that the producer brings up marriage, she's like, nah, you got to get out of my face with this. Nope. No. And then this guy is sitting here staring at the wall talking about she don't want to be here. I don't know why I'm talking to her. Mm-hmm. And he eliminated Victoria P., who
wanted to be here, even though she's a lying asshole, but she still wanted this marriage thing.
And you know what? I want to know why she lied about that, because she really liked him. So why? I would have loved to know more about Victoria P. rather than this other girl.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.